Welcome to Is the Mic Still On? I'm the producer of the show and your host, Jay Burritos. If you know Dead End Hip Hop, you know that Fifo, BZ, Ken, Mike, Rod, and Sophie spend most of their time on YouTube talking about music. But just like the rest of us, there's so much more they have to say. Expect this podcast to have some ties to music conversations, but this show is more of a platform to talk about other things like movies, politics, and other random shenanigans. Show notes with timestamps for each topic can be found in the description for the episode. If you're listening on SoundCloud, be sure to comment with your thoughts and join in on the conversation. Or tweet us on Twitter at Is The Mic Still On. And if you're enjoying the show, do us a favor and subscribe. And leave a 5-star review for us on iTunes.
So did anybody watch the Grammys?
Unfortunately.
Saw parts.
No. Wasn't The Walking Dead on?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did come on at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Walking Dead was on.
Season premiere? Even if it wasn't, I wouldn't have watched
that. Season premiere, too?
The season coming back. Right.
It was cool.
It was all right.
No, yeah, I don't typically watch the Grammys, though.
I saw when Busta Rhymes called Trump agent.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
I saw that shit. I was looking at like little YouTube videos and stuff of it because I didn't watch it live.
Yeah, that's what I tend to do. I would just go back and watch highlights of anything that
just
became
posted everywhere.
Yeah, I really just went back and watched some highlights and stuff. Yeah,
I didn't even do that.
Yeah.
Sophie, did you see Beyonce's performance?
I did. That's the only reason I watched.
Of course. You know she was. Yeah, I don't even know why you asked that question.
Oh, I saw a picture. When she was like doing some Michael Jackson shit in the chair. I was like, how your big pregnant ass in that fucking chair floating? Only Beyonce can do some shit like that. Yeah. Could nobody else be floating in a fucking chair sideways?
Saw what Carlos Santana said about it?
Man, that was so taken out of context. I actually did feel genuinely sorry for Carlos Santana.
What happened?
So he said, go ahead, Jay.
No, I don't have
him on mic. Basically, Carlos Santana, they asked him about Adele winning like album of the year, and she won something else too. I can't remember.
It don't matter.
She basically stole the Grammys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. And then they asked Carlos Santana, and he was like, well, you know, like the difference between Adele and Beyonce is that she can sing, and Beyonce has all of this extra like props and things like that, and Adele could just stand there and sing. That's the reason why she won. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, and you're adding extra shit too.
All right, so
Carlos got in trouble because from what I remember, all he said was he said Beyonce is the type of music that models will come out to.
He said that too.
And he said Beyonce is not a singer. Mm-hmm. He said Adele can sing. Now, when I read that, I was like, I know what he means. It just came out the wrong way. How old is Carlos Santana? Like 60?
Yeah,
so it's like people were taking it like he was really saying something bad about Beyonce. I don't think he was. I think what he was saying is that you don't put Beyonce up and just have her stand there for fucking 45 minutes and just sing.
Right.
Beyonce is dancing.
She's an entertainer.
Right. An Adele concert, I've never been to one, but I would assume it's just Adele just standing there singing.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
She's sitting down.
And that's why go ahead, Ken.
She can stand up there and just sing.
Can she?
Yes.
Yeah, she can.
Beyonce.
Yes, Beyonce can.
For an hour.
Yeah.
You gonna tell me that people would be?
That's basically what she did at the Grammys because she wasn't doing a lot of movies because she was pregnant. So she was just
Is Beyonce known for that?
She's an entertainer.
That's the point. So trying to thought, well, she can, but nobody knows her for that.
But
that's
she can
all
do
those
it
cars.
Though.
Yeah, but your average fan would not know that. Your average music person is not gonna know. I didn't know that.
Didn't know that she could. That
at one
hell
point,
no.
Yeah, at one
Come
point,
on.
Beyonce.
Your average person that just listens to music.
But there's certain songs that Beyonce performs that she doesn't do a whole bunch of movements.
Certain songs, but the majority of her concerts.
Of course, yeah, she's an entertainer.
See, this is why this happened.
I'm not against you.
I feel you, but I'm saying this is why this happened. Mm-hmm. When people heard what he said, they're like, "Well, she can though." Yes, but she's not known for that. Mm-hmm. She's known for dancing around and playing these great pop songs that resonate with black folks. Mm-hmm. Adele is known for standing there and fucking belting out notes. Mm-hmm. That's all he was saying. And oh no, you're attacking Beyonce. Oh no, you're being racist. Are you fucking serious?
They've actually worked together before, I believe.
They had a song together.
Yeah.
It's this old man that just said.
He's gonna be racist.
He's not racist.
No, he's not racist. Wait, I wanna hear from Sophie, though, being the biggest Beyonce fan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we have a.
A beehive person here.
Yeah. Beehive or beehive?
A member of the beehive in the building. So, how did you take it? How did you take the comment? I'm sure you saw it.
I mean, I saw it, but.
But you just
she don't want to say she thought the same thing.
Huh?
You were mad.
You were mad. I mean, right?
I mean, I just thought that the comment was irrelevant.
How was it irrelevant?
He got asked.
Huh?
Even if he didn't get asked, how was it irrelevant?
I just thought it was irrelevant. Like, I mean, I didn't, like, for example, where you say that you see the difference between, like, Adele being known as a singer and Beyonce mm-hmm. being known as an entertainer, like, I understand now, like, where he was coming from, like, when mm-hmm. he said it, but...
In the time you...
In the time when yeah. I saw... Because there's so much clickbait and stuff like that for articles yeah. and stuff. When right. when I see an article that says, you know, Santana says that Beyonce isn't really a singer, I was like, okay, anyways.
Right.
Like, it's 27... Like,
and as a fan, you're going to naturally want to defend your...
You're not really a Beehive member because you should have got mad.
I think so.
You should have got pissed.
No, really? Not even that. Because when you see shit like that, like, I didn't even care to open it to click for context. You know?
But it's Carlos Santana.
Yeah, but that's yeah. but she's probably know who Carlos Santana is.
Okay.
I mean,
do you know who he is?
I know he's like a legend, but I don't listen.
See, that yeah, was the other point. Okay. So I was on Twitter and I saw it. I thought he had died because it was trending. I was like, oh, anytime an actor yeah. trends, I think they're dead. Wow. I was like, oh, not Carlos Santana.
That
damn.
Is hilarious.
My mom or my dad used to love him back in the day. See? See?
What
see?
I'm just saying.
She said, might as well.
I'm just saying.
See? That's fucked up, though.
Wow, come on.
That's fucked up, though.
No, I'm not saying he should die. I'm just Carlos saying Santana it's like the same effect almost.
No, that's just fucked up. Anyways, I saw his name.
My man, don't be killing Carlos Santana.
He can't kill Carlos. That would be a sad day.
He killed himself, man.
Like, no, oh my
didn't.
God.
The media killed him because they're the ones who took what he said and twisted it and made it seem like he was
because
no Beyonce,
Beyonce herself, I'm sure respects Carlos Santana.
Well, she's better.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like that's the
who
you know,
does
he,
it?
He's on that level. A bunch of Beehive people.
Yeah.
Because they don't know who, a bunch of young people is really what it is.
Just when I saw the headline, I just know that there's a lot of clickbait and shit. So I was just like, I just don't care to like see the context from it. But I wasn't like upset. Because when I see shit like that where people say, and again, he had like a different context. But for me, when I saw it, I was like, okay, like some people just will come out the woodwork and say that Beyonce can't sing. And I'm like, I just don't care to know the context or why you feel that way.
But see, yeah, and that's the thing that sucks is he didn't say she can't sing.
Nah.
Yeah.
He never said that. He just said that Adele is a singer. Beyonce is more of an entertainer. Like, models are not gonna come out to an Adele song. They're just not. That's WB.
But you have to understand that's the way the article spun it. So when I see that, I'm not interested to click on it.
What do you think Adele felt about that?
Did you see
her speech? Mm-hmm.
No, I heard about that, but about what Carlos said. I mean, couldn't she take that some kind of way?
She probably knew what he meant. I think anybody that really knows music, I feel like they know what he meant. Carlos Santana is a guitar player. Carlos Santana is the difference between a lead guitar player and somebody that just plays guitar in the background, that just strums. Mm-hmm. Carlos Santana is a player.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So when I saw him say that, and I was like, I clicked the trend thing, and there were all these people that were just shitting on Carlos Santana. I'm like, what the fuck did he say?
Right.
So I went and read it, and I was like, okay, that's it. So when I went back, people were like, oh, he ain't nobody anyway. You know, he can't play no guitar. I don't have to expect that.
From a younger generation, but you gotta see,
my thing is, if you don't know, don't speak. But there were people that were just like, oh, Prince is a better guitar player anyway. Prince.
Better than Carlos?
Yeah.
Yes, bro.
Absolutely.
Prince is the greatest guitar player in the world.
No, that's not true. But that's not true at all. But Prince,
that's what
in my
the greatest
opinion,
guitar players
Prince
in
the
world. No, it's not.
Who's better than Prince?
Who's better than Prince? Plenty of guitar players better than Prince.
No, name one.
But Steve Vai.
I don't know.
He would say Prince is the greatest guitar player.
He probably would because Prince is dead.
Yeah.
It's a lot of respect.
That's like
people saying that KRS is the greatest MC in the world.
But
that's not true.
There are a lot of people that say that.
Right, yeah.
A lot of great, great guitar players that could arguably be the greatest guitar player in the world say that about him.
Because they're not going to say, I am.
How do you
Well, they were saying that about him even when he was alive, too.
How do you judge that? How do you judge who's a better guitar player?
It's just, to me, when I listen to that kind of stuff, and I'm not a guitar player anymore, mm-hmm. but to me, when I listen to that, I'm just like, okay, you judge it on the riffs he creates for his songs, you mm-hmm. judge it on the solos, the licks, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I take all of that into account. Carlos Santana is an amazing guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And he did great with fusing jazz and Latin sounds and all that. And that's what I look at him for, is being an innovator
right.
in the sound. I don't really look at him as like a fucking guitar player.
Right.
You know? But I do think Prince was a better guitar player, but that's irrelevant.
Right.
Just because somebody's better, and I got in an argument with somebody on Twitter about this, that was an extremely ignorant person. who he's like, well, there's, I know, it is my fault, yeah. right? It is my fault. I always fall for it. Yeah. He's like, well, I can name you 7 guitar players that are better than him. That doesn't mean anything. That just means that there's 7 people that are better. Mm-hmm. That does not mean that Carlos Santana is not a good player.
And not respected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't tell me that Carlos Santana is not a good player.
Right.
But there's sure, there's plenty of people that are better than him.
Right.
But there's a baseline somewhere.
Of course.
But yeah, he's a great guitar player. People are like, oh, he can't play guitar anyway. He's irrelevant. He's a nobody. No, you're irrelevant and you're a nobody. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. This is a legendary musician that if you were smart, you would know that the media just twisted that to make a headline. If they really printed exactly what he said, nobody would have cared.
Which is why I didn't give a shit about it when I saw it.
But then you know what the part that sucks is if a year from now, if somebody said, you know who Carlos Santana is? The only thing you would know is, oh, he's that guy that said something bad about Beyonce.
Like Kid Rock.
Well, Kid Rock is a piece of shit, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
He's not a musician, and he's not relevant.
Right.
But Carlos Santana is...
You know they were thinking about putting him in the Trump administration?
Let him. Why not? Kid Rock.
I just seen some fucking headline that says he was being considered.
I guess.
I saw that, too.
They got all of Sesame Street up there anyway.
Right.
So you know what? Don't matter.
Trump just need to be able to get somebody to accept a position at this point.
He's got plenty of people to accept positions. Nobody's turned positions down for Trump.
What? There it is.
Who? Yeah, they are.
I can't think of his name.
The guy that tried to replace Flint. Flynn?
Yeah. There's been a couple of people that walked away.
Oh, a couple. Yeah. But the majority of them were like, sure. Why not? Because he's not asking anybody that's actually got scruples. He's asking fucking scumbags and dipshits.
Right. Beyonce has come a long way, though, as a vocalist.
I forgot we were back to that.
She has.
I believe you. I don't know.
I agree.
Huh?
She has. Well, what makes you say that in particular, though? Like, in
when I think about or read the comments, I think about, like, Destiny Child Beyonce, first album Beyonce, Wyclef Jean produced Destiny Child Beyonce.
Jesus. That's wild.
Yeah, she wasn't all that great.
Yeah, she really was just a pop star.
Yeah, but
over time she became really good.
She really worked on her singing.
Cause that was like the biggest critique of her. Like she can't really sing. Like, she just but then over time.
But that might be the majority of what Carlos Santana heard too. Think about it like if this was your parents, you know what I mean? Like you're 65, like if I ask my mom, she's not gonna tell me that Beyonce can blow. She's gonna be like, no, Aretha Franklin can sing.
Right.
Beyonce can't sing.
Yeah. Right.
That's just an older person, you know what I mean?
Generational.
Like, yeah.
But I mean, but you can't be him either and not keep up with the Beyonce's and Adele's of the world.
Why can't you?
Well, because
he's a Latin pop guitar player. He doesn't have to.
I feel like if you're in the music industry, you know.
They pay attention.
They pay attention, but not the way
y'all think.
Because like Prince and them, right? You know they paying attention to these artists.
Because he probably wants to. And I think Prince is more of an open-minded person when it comes to music like that. Yeah. I think Carlos Santana just plays guitar, says who's hot, throw him on a track. I don't think Carlos Santana is sitting down listening to Beyonce's
discography.
Well,
you have to think about it. He compared it to Adele. So obviously he's keeping up.
Yeah, he's keeping up.
No. The fact that he compared her to Adele, that was just
based off the Grammys. That's it.
I don't think if they asked him,
but he still knows.
He didn't know. That's the whole point. He didn't know.
He didn't know what?
Y'all are saying that Beyonce can do this. Beyonce can sing really well. Mm-hmm. If this was common knowledge, he wouldn't have said what he said.
And even if it was, I think he still would have said it because Beyonce entertains at the end of the day.
That's her career.
She doesn't
stand
up there.
That's how she makes her money.
But you wouldn't say that, though, right?
About Beyonce?
Yes.
I probably would say that.
Oh.
Probably say what?
Okay.
What he said. I don't disagree with it. I'm not saying that you guys do disagree with it, but for me... when I read it, I was like, oh, that sounds about right.
But you know, it, I think
because
it
I know that she can do it,
right.
But I know what she's actually doing.
Yes.
It's entertaining. She's Michael Jackson.
See, but I thought the end of the quote was real interesting from Carlos Santana. He says, Adele doesn't bring all the dancers and props. Mm-hmm. And this is quoted.
Yeah,
Adele doesn't bring all the dancers and props. She can just stand there and she just stood there and sang the song, and that's it. And that's why she wins. So, and that's why she wins. To me, that right there is, like, he's saying the reason why she wins versus Beyonce is because she could just stand there and
because
sing.
Because her talent
is enough.
I disagree.
Yeah. But what's the award?
Why do you disagree?
It was album of the year.
Record of the year.
Yeah. So what does that have to do with
it? It doesn't.
Exactly.
But y'all are proving my point. Yeah, he doesn't keep up. It's an old-ass man. And you asked him a question that he's not really qualified to answer.
Because I wonder if he's even heard the album.
Yes, I can, because y'all don't think about shit, not you. Well, maybe you too, I don't know.
Shit.
Y'all don't think about shit rationally.
No, she said she disagreed with what Carlo said about the singing, and that's why she wins.
Oh.
Yeah.
She said, you said you
disagree with that. Yeah, I
said I disagree with that. I agree with that. I disagree with that, too. That's not a valid reason to say someone won an album of the year.
Because you can just stand there and sing. That's not why you won.
To be honest, I feel like, well, if people actually read the article, that's another reason that they should be upset, because that's fucking stupid.
I still don't think they should be upset. I think they should consider the source.
Exactly.
If this was a younger, if this was
Rihanna, I'm just saying.
What? I wish Rihanna would criticize somebody else's singing.
I'm just saying.
Fucking her trying to sing sound like somebody choking a goat.
Stop.
You fucking kidding me? She is the
People really love
singer.
That anti-album.
Huh?
I haven't heard it. Is it good? I know you heard it.
Because it's not always about
listened
the singing,
to it.
Man.
You know
no, what?
It's not about the singing, but
it's
I remember
touchy.
When that,
because the song concepts are cool.
Yeah.
They are.
I haven't been interested enough to go back and listen to
Rihanna.
Her music now.
Like, never listened to any
songs? What does that
she's
mean?
Talking about herself,
her music
right?
is really yeah. dirty and grungy and nasty and stinky.
I just caught on to that.
She looks like she stinks.
Why is she
looking
like
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know her.
Why is she looking like she stinks?
I don't know. Whenever I see her, the first thing comes to my mind, she looks like she smells like.
Why?
I don't know.
It's hard to explain.
I can't explain it. Wait, like, there's just what? Some people I see, and I'm just like,
no, of course.
She looks like she smells like cotton
Rihanna
candy.
Rihanna is the baddest and then bitch. Like, what
she's
about?
Attractive, but I don't know.
You think you're standing next to her?
I feel like if I was standing next to her, I'd be like,
hold on.
What type of smell is that?
What type of smell, though?
I don't know. All right, so we have a segment called Pass the Mic. It is pretty much where you guys send us your questions, similar to Ask, except instead of being just music related, it can be about, God forbid I say this, anything, like relationship problems, or, you know, if anybody wants to interject on some suggestions of things.
Anything.
Yeah, like anything.
Yep. Like Jason, AMA. Think outside the box.
But more situational, not just like, you know, yes and no questions, but something that you want advice on or
something that you might be going through.
Yeah, so we're gonna pass the mic today to Deshaun Bowen. I hope we can say your name. If you want to remain anonymous, just say anonymous, but I guess we're just gonna start it off like this. All right, he wants to know, so pretty much on February 15th, 2017,
I know what this is. He got his ass dumped by his chick.
No!
Go ahead.
No, I attended an Isaiah Rashad show in my hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee. I got meet and greet tickets and premeditated what I was going to say to him, and I gave him personalized artwork with contact info, et cetera, et cetera. But when it came to speaking with him, I could feel like the star power jumbling all my thoughts, and I couldn't get out what I wanted to say accurately. Mm-hmm. Almost forgot my name. Have you ever come across people you wanted to speak to, but when the time came, you just weren't ready?
Nope.
Nah.
Damn.
I have.
It's just people.
I feel you. But here's the thing. I think there's certain people, I just haven't met them yet. So I think it can happen.
Yeah.
I think it can happen. It just hasn't happened. The only time I ever felt that way, and I didn't even have an interaction, was 83C a couple years ago when I was filming for Rod. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to do a whole bunch of different spots, and I was filming Big Boy. And I was that close. I said, holy shit, that is Big Boy. I felt a little type of way, but I didn't have an interaction. Mm-hmm. So he's one of them. Outkast is one of them. Jay-Z, Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan. I have a couple people. I just never met them. But cool. It's possible. Just...
I'm going to call BS on Ken a little bit.
Okay.
What's that?
Please do.
Uh-oh. What? There is.
Because I think it's a different level with you. I don't think it's like you get starstruck or anything like that. But because I don't think you're a natural people's person. So when you get around certain people, you get kind of uncomfortable when you talk to
like
them.
Like awkward?
Yeah. So like when we do, I notice in interviews, it takes you a minute to kind of warm up and get comfortable. Like when we did Odyssey. Just anybody, really. Like, the first time, I remember the first interview we ever did was with Sky Zoo. No.
I was going to say Knife.
I was going to say Knife.
You can tell he was awkward as shit.
Knife and
was way awkward.
And Sky Zoo, because Sky Zoo was later on. But I noticed it every time. And then, like, so I can just imagine if we ran into like a Scarface.
I was thinking the same
thing. Like, come on, man. If we had a chance to talk to Scarface, I'm not saying that you'd be just like starstruck like that, but you'd be like, damn, Scarface.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Lying, like, come on, dude.
You'll be comfortable eventually, but it's just that initial thing. That's why I think it's different levels.
But remember, but Ken agreed with me. He's saying depending on who it is, it might happen. He just hasn't had that interaction.
I didn't hear that part.
I said that, and he said he agreed with me.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
I didn't hear that part either. Okay.
Yeah, but no, I generally don't like people.
That's what I'm saying. I know this.
So yeah, you're right about that part.
Yeah.
You know, I just. I don't know. It takes me a while to get.
That's
used
what I'm
to
saying.
People.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not like a oh man, I'm just. Right.
But I think that's a bit of a. That's slightly different than what he's saying though. Like there's a guy that he's like.
Oh my God. Who's your favorite artist? Not rapper, whatever. Favorite artist.
Marvin
Gaye's dead. I'm saying about someone that's alive.
Man, you wouldn't know what to say to Prince if he was alive.
Hell no. I still freak out
that I was like, fuck, I actually was sitting here watching fucking Prince.
Isn't that crazy?
Right.
You know, that shit still kind of freaks me out. But
my God.
Yeah, I mean, but it's fucking Prince. You know, like Marvin Gaye, Marvin Gaye, Donny Hathaway, I know they're dead.
About them, yeah.
Miles Davis, like, I would be like, I would have
all
so
your
many
thoughts
questions.
Will, that's what I'm saying. Your thoughts will leave your head. Like, it's not that you just so start, but it's just like your thoughts just start coming jumbled. Like he said, it's just like, damn.
But they're dead.
I had so many questions, but that
hasn't changed anything.
People, man.
They're dead, though.
There's plenty of people that I feel like I would be that way with.
Yeah.
I was like that when I met Al Jarreau and he came in, rest in peace, when he came into my health food store, nicest guy in the world. I didn't know what the fuck to say to him. What do you say to somebody that you've been listening to since you were 5 years old?
You don't say thank you.
He's like, man, thank you for everything you've done. He was like, oh.
Because
hey,
you don't
want to thank you.
I don't want to be that person.
Too many thoughts.
I didn't just pick one.
Like, if I met Jay, I really don't know where I would start.
What, Jay-Z?
But I think that's the
I don't know where I would start. I'm not saying I'd be starstruck, but I just don't know.
I can see y'all taking a picture
together. Because there's so many things I want to ask. I'd be trying to.
He would just laugh the whole time.
I'd be like.
He would just laugh the whole time. That is crazy.
Right. I'll probably ask for a job or something. I don't know. I don't know what I would say. Like, I'll be like Mike's mom, like, yo, you thinking I can get a job with Jay-Z and shit?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said it would be kind of crazy if Jay hit us like, yeah, I saw y'all videos.
Right,
shit,
like, come on, Jay-Z.
That would be kind of fucking crazy.
It would. You know why? Because I think that for the first time, maybe not everybody except you, would feel a little weird and nervous at Jay-Z sitting.
I would feel weird and nervous.
You would
be walking that door right now.
Right now, and we were doing a group interview.
Do you know what Jay-Z smells like?
Nigga, I bet he smells better than. Let me stop. Take that Rihanna stuff out, because now I feel bad about saying that. Anyway, go ahead.
That shit was funny. Girl.
I heard he smells like just money.
Okay,
like,
sorry.
like money smells good.
Yeah, no.
No, what not? Literal fucking dollars.
Well, what are you talking about?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he just smells like wealth. Like you just like the nicest fucking Tom Ford cologne and shit.
You just smell rich.
You did. I heard he does. And I heard.
Like, she's serious.
He
just smells.
I heard
like
Jennifer Lopez smells like.
Oh, you know she smells good.
Yeah. Like, she just smells wealthy.
You know who I think stinks, too? Iggy Azalea. I bet
she gotta stink. She gotta stink.
You know what, real quick, before we move on, you know who I met one time and I was really, really nervous? Keith Sweat.
That's really.
I'm the only one. You know what? Remember when Keith Sweat had that
I was not expecting that.
112.
Oh,
Keith
that was
Sweat, yeah, Keith Sweat used to have this club, 112, and it was right next door to the health food store I worked at. The same one where I met Al Jarreau, and I also met Brandy, who was
what the fuck?
Really nice.
Food store is this?
It was called Return to Eden, doesn't matter. Most of the celebrities I met that came in the store were really nice, except for Lisa Left Eye Lopez was not very nice to me at all.
Ooh, well.
And Keith Sweat, I wasn't nervous to meet her. Were you an asshole to her? No, I was very nice to her, but I didn't care about meeting her. I was like, you're just a customer, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, and she was mad that you didn't like.
She was mad because we wouldn't sell her a bulk bin. We would only sell her the book that was in it. She's like, but I want the bin. We're like, we can't sell you the bin. And she got mad. That's really the whole story. She got mad that we wouldn't sell her a bin.
Why can't you sell
her a bin? I was like, okay, you're a baby. But Keith Sweat, I was like, holy shit. Keith Sweat was my very first 7-inch record that I got. That this my first girlfriend gave it to me in fourth grade.
Fucking hell.
So I was like, this is Keith.
What the fuck? In fourth grade?
Yeah, I wanna. I wanna do it like that, sugar. Yeah, hell yeah. That's why I thought y'all laughing like I'm the only one that wasn't listening to Keith Sweat in fourth grade. Anyways, when I saw him, I was like, oh my God, this is Keith Sweat. And I walked up and I was like, man, I gotta meet Keith Sweat. He had a bodyguard. And the bodyguard was like, hey, man, you wanna meet Keith? I was like, hell yeah, I wanna meet Keith Sweat. Yeah. He was like, oh, man, come on over, man, come on over. So I was like, oh, shit, I'm about to meet Keith Sweat. So I had this receipt paper that I got from the back. And I was like, oh, man, I gotta get his autograph.
Because that's back where autographs was the shit back
yes,
then.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I'm shaking. And he's like, hey, Keith. And Keith was in the vitamin aisle getting some mm-hmm. vitamins or some shit. Mm-hmm. And his bodyguard was like, yo, Keith, this dude wanna meet you. He's like, what was your name again? And I was like, Mike. He's like, hey, man, Mike wants to meet you. And Keith Sweat did just like this. Hold this like you're trying to give me. Keith Sweat did just like this. Just like that. And I was like, hey, Mr. Keith Sweat, can I get an autograph?
I would've just
I'm gonna show you
away.
What he did. I'm gonna show you what he did.
Oh, hell no.
Wow.
That's what he did. And I took the piece of paper and I looked at the bodyguard. The bodyguard did like this. And walked off. I was devastated.
Ripped it in front of him?
Yes! Fuck you!
Okay.
I was like, man, you're lucky. I'm the only one that walked up and said anything to you.
Right.
The only one. And that was ever since.
What makes a celebrity act like that, man?
You know
they
what,
think
though?
That they're owed. It's and an see, entitlement thing.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't want to be that. Like, when I meet a celebrity, I don't want to ever be that guy because there are plenty of that guys that run up to them you know, talk to them that way. Like, at some point, it just becomes a little lame. And it's like, it's the same thing over and over again. So,
like, as a celebrity, like, you don't want to talk to everybody all the time.
But you know what? You put yourself
you don't have
there.
To
yeah, exactly.
Right?
It comes with the territory. It's part of the responsibility of you being who you are.
Right.
You know what? And the thing is that he didn't have to be, like, super excited to meet Mike. But it's just like, all right, cool, bro. What's your name?
Right.
I bet. There you go.
That would have been
and
so
much just be
the same shit we do when we're out somewhere and somebody walks up. And if we're doing something. And they're like, yo, man, I love your YouTube. Like,
exactly.
For a hot minute, you have to stop and be like, yo, I don't really feel like being bothered right now. But at the same time, I appreciate you for watching my shit.
I feel like I would do that, but I don't feel like people have to do that.
I think they should.
What we got next?
I think they should.
Might as well be Isaiah Thomas, if any. No, I know he was talking.
Oh, yeah. I think it's...
Is he the one they call Horseface?
No, what?
I was trying to remember. There's some old basketball player that his nickname was Horseface.
Oh, my God.
Patrick
Ewing. That was it. That was it. I was killing myself the other day. Anyway, go ahead.
Damn, maybe a king.
But Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, that's my nigga, man.
So
that was like okay.
That got me thinking. Okay. I think maybe
so
a king.
So we're going to stay in this question a little bit longer. So
you got 1 minute.
Okay. Music... or sports guys, which ones would you guys kind of go crazy?
Was the question the celebrity though? I thought
just
it was
just a celebrity.
Isaiah Thomas, definitely.
Fucking music. Who gives a shit about
we should have said birthday. That's like my basketball idol, dog. Like,
you throw a fucking ball.
I used to have Isaiah Thomas posted in my room and shit. Like every time when I play basketball, that's why. Like,
I feel
yeah.
So
that.
So you would go off for sports guys.
So more sports guys than music guys.
I mean, he's the first one that popped in my head.
I feel you.
It just seems weird to meet you. I'm with Sophie because it's like music is like.
You
I feel like
it.
My life was changed from music. I don't really.
No, well, because you
know, I know. I'm just saying personally, so, I don't get it, but I understand.
Well, here, I'll try to explain. Real
you
quick.
Don't have to. I get it. You played sports.
It's not even about me playing sports. I know a whole bunch of people that don't play sports, but when you follow either a team or a player, their trials and tribulations, the same way that you follow somebody's music career, you feel that.
Really? Yes.
So like, 100%. Like when your first, like when your favorite player breaks his leg or some shit, you be like, you be sad.
I'm sad for him.
You are. Invested.
Yeah, you're invested. You're invested.
Phantom pains.
You know, like when it comes to sports and shit, I don't like to eat my words a lot, but obviously, don't nobody shoot 100%. Don't nobody predict shit.
Clearly.
When Cleveland was like the number one squad and LA made the finals and they lost to Orlando, I was telling this motherfucker right here, oh, Cleveland about to win it all. They about to, and they lost in 5 games. You know how hurt I was? I was extremely. I was like. I felt like I was LeBron.
They are hilarious. Y'all
he would
are
miss
funny
work
as
if he was sick. What you talking about?
Are you serious?
Nah.
You remember he?
No, like, a lot after, of people talk about after the Falcons lost.
He wouldn't show up.
It may have been circumstantial, but
that's hilarious.
I don't remember.
But it was just really coincidental that he wouldn't come into work in
Cleveland.
So,
okay. Because
he probably knows y'all gonna fuck with him.
I remember one time when because Hakeem Olajuwon was my favorite basketball player probably of all time. And they were playing in the finals when Jordan retired. Game 7, going back and forth.
To the Knicks. Yeah, the Knicks.
I remember when, I forgot what game it was, but I know that they won. my ass ran out of the house. I was so happy. It may have been game seven.
Like, ran out of
the house. It may have been game seven.
The front door.
I was so happy. I ran out of the house. I was watching it in my mom's bedroom. TV was right there. And I'm sitting there watching, nervous, pacing. When that shit went off, I ran out the house. I ran around my house twice, yelling, cheering. Completely,
y'all,
man.
Like y'all this. Annoying.
I put it to you like this. These last finals, who said Cavs in seven? And when it was down 3-1, everybody talked to
be like, oh, you want to still keep that pick? You want to still do this?
Yeah, he never.
Obviously, my girl was at my spot, and then my homeboy James was at my spot, and everybody talking shit. Every time Kyrie or LeBron was doing something, I would stand up, hell yeah, another one. I was sounding like DJ Khaled. Man, look, you get invested. Yeah.
Oh, just like the first half of the Super Bowl. Just like the first half of the Super Bowl.
Next question.
I was telling Rochelle that before it was just kind of like me and her. Now I feel responsible for her, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a different feeling now. So,
how hard did you cry?
I ain't crying.
Yes, you did.
I have a video. I didn't bring my work phone though. I'll send it to y'all though.
So what happened? So was it just you guys?
So I took her to Charleston, South Carolina. So what I did was I Google searched like most romantic cities, mm-hmm. right? Charleston kept coming up. I'm like, damn,
really?
Okay. Yeah.
That's weird.
That's real.
But you know what?
That is.
I thought the same thing.
Country ass tough.
But it really isn't. It's like a mix between LA, Miami, and New Orleans. It's really weird, but it's dope. And the food is amazing. It's one of the best cities for food. Okay. So either way, when I found it on the list, I'm like, okay, cool. It's not that far. We can make it a day. You know what I'm saying? Make it a little trip. found a nice Airbnb. So we got there Monday. We chilled. We didn't do much. We got something to eat. Valentine's morning, I was actually going to do it like at dinner and like take a horse and carriage ride and do all of this extra shit.
Yeah.
And I woke up super early and I was just obviously anxious. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just do it. I'm going to just fuck that. I'm going to just do it. And she's not a morning person. So I had the light on. So it was like a loft. It was like a two-story loft. Mm-hmm. And there's no like door to the bathroom. So as soon as you turn that shit on, it's in the bedroom, right? Mm-hmm. So I had the light on. She meant turn that shit off. Dad. She complaining. And I'm over here trying to set up the phone to record this shit and shit. And I went to the bag, got the ring, and I got down on one knee next to the bed and, you know, said a little spiel and put it on. And she's like, oh, babe. You know what I'm saying? She teared up, but she didn't cry. Mm-hmm. You know, so her eyes was watery. And that was it. And then the whole day, you know, she was my fiance.
So the camera was shooting the back of your head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was smart, like, so it couldn't see you crying. I feel like that. How did I know it, though? It's okay if you cry, shit. Ain't no big deal.
You're not going to cry doing that.
I'm saying, though, I just want to tell you that.
You know, I might tear up during that marriage, though, when I say
you my stores.
What do you say? When
I'm up there looking at her.
Oh, yeah,
about to say I do.
That's tough.
Did y'all see that
y'all didn't notice me?
And from what? Where I was sitting, I couldn't see you like
when I was up there.
I couldn't because your back, man. You know, because your back was to us.
Wait, when who was what?
When I got married.
When he got married.
Boy, I was it. Like I had, I was like, no, I'm not gonna do this.
You talking about when she was coming up? Like as she was coming up, you was like,
right, she was coming up. I'm like, dang.
You just had a straight face,
bruh.
You were scared.
It wasn't a scare.
No, well, yeah.
No, it was just, I was just like, what the hell is happening to me?
What the fuck am I doing?
Like what?
And that's all for this week's episode of Is the Mic Still On? We hope you had a good time listening. If you did, tell your friends and spread the word. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show on your social media. Let us know how we're doing and tweet us your comments and concerns over at Is the Mic Still On? And if you want to hear more conversations from Dead End Hip Hop, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and dive into years of content. I'm Jay Burritos, and you can catch me on the Runaway Jukebox podcast every Monday where podcasts are available. And we'll catch you next time. This has been Is the Mic Still On, starring FIFO 24/7, BZ430, KB Inge, Mike C Town, I Am Modest Media, and Sire Music. Produced by Jay Burritos of Runaway Jukebox. All original music created by BZ430.